What is the purpose of a flag? What is the purpose of the Israeli flag? As we prepare ourselves mentally for Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaTzma'ut this coming week, when we commemorate those who lost their lives in defense of the great modern miracle known as the State of Israel, I contend that understanding and appreciation and appreciating the debate surrounding the Israeli flag is the key to Jewish education about the State of Israel. What is a flag? Well, Wikipedia says that a flag is a piece of fabric with a distinctive design that is used as a symbol, as a signaling device, or as a decoration. One of the most popular uses of a flag is to symbolize a nation or a country. But when we think about the Israeli flag, we have another question. Is it merely symbolic, or does it have any religious significance? And if it does have religious significance, how do we quantify that significance? So first of all, Rav Moshe Feinstein does not believe that the Israeli flag has religious significance. After all, it's just a flag. In 1957, Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked if one may daven in a shul that has an Israeli and American flag displayed there. He wrote that a flag is a davar chol, a mundane item, which is not forbidden to bring into a synagogue. He doesn't think it's appropriate to bring a flag into a shul, but he thinks that one shouldn't fight about this issue in shul. But clearly from the responsum, Rav Moshe did not believe that the Israeli flag had any religious significance. Rav Soloveitchik, however, approached the flag in a different way. Rav Soloveitchik initially asserted that he did not think that flags have any religious significance. While the Bnei Yisrael had flags in the desert, they were temporary and not for all generations. However, he said that the flag of Israel has a different significance. The Shulchan Aruch writes that a person cannot be buried in an expensive shroud. However, if a Jew is found murdered, then he should be buried in his bloody clothes in which he was found without the normal shrouds. Now, why don't we bury him in the usual shrouds? The Shach answered that we bury the murdered Jew as he is found in order to raise God's anger against the person who killed the Jew. This means that when God sees how the person was buried in bloody clothes, this will arouse God's compassion to take revenge and avenge that spilled Jewish blood. Rav Soloveitchik applied this analysis to the Israeli flag. The Rav said that in defending the State of Israel, many heroic fighters have sacrificed their lives in order to raise the Israeli Jewish flag. Therefore, the Israeli flag has the halachic status and holiness of a murdered Jew's clothing, as it symbolized spilled Jewish blood. And whenever the flag flies, it arouses God's divine compassion for Am Yisrael wherever it is seen, so that God may avenge the spilled Jewish blood. As such, the blue and white flag, soaked with the blood of thousands of young Jews who fell in the War of Independence, protecting the land, has a spark of Kedusha, a spark of sanctity that flows from devotion and self-sacrifice. And the truth is, this is not only a figurative explanation, but it literally happened shortly before the armistice after the War of Independence. There was an attempt by the Israelis to plant as many Israeli flags as far as possible in enemy territory, as it was known that after the armistice, all territories where the Israeli flag would remain Israeli, that was flying, all territories where the Israeli flag was flying would remain Israeli, and many soldiers lost their lives planting these flags. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, the flag may have no religious significance, but according to Rav Soloveitchik, the flag has religious significance because of the sacrifice for the flag. But still, according to Rav Soloveitchik, there is nothing intrinsically significant about the flag. It would have the same kedusha, whatever the design. But maybe its religious significance stems from the flag itself, not only from those who defended it. In a letter, Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook, son of Rav Avraham Yitzchak Cohen Cook, first chief rabbi of modern-day Israel under the modern-day Eretz Yisrael under the British mandate, writes that Mitziut Galim Lahanhagat Kla Yisrael Hi Mefureshet BaTorah Kedusha VaChashuva. The existence of flags to lead Kla Yisrael is explicit in the Torah. It's holy and important. Hi habitui habari shel kedushat am Yisrael, hamakir umodeh umevarech chaste Hashem yitbarach aleinu. It is a healthy expression of the holiness of the nation of Israel that recognizes and blesses the kindness of God upon us, v'hi gam kein kedusha shel mamash. And it is also sanctity of substance. This flag, according to Rav Kook, is an expression of the holiness of our people, because through it, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we thank God for this great gift called Medinat Yisrael. And maybe the design has something to do with this, because the actual design of the Israeli flag was not Theodor Herzl's idea. Herzl is the father of modern Zionism. We have so much to be grateful to him for his contributions to modern Zionism. But the flag wasn't one of those contributions. He proposed a design for the flag, a white banner with 7 gold stars. There was actually an extract from Herzl's diary where he drew the flag with a Magen David and 6 stars in the 6 angles of the star and 1 star on top. Now, why the 7 stars? In Herzl's book, The Jewish State, he explained that the white background would symbolize the purity of our new life, while the 7 stars would represent the 7 golden hours of our working day. For Herzl, the new Jewish state was to be a new vision of socialism, of working the land. And he proposed this design for the Jewish state's flag at the first Zionist Congress in Basel in 1897. But the design did not ignite any excitement. Suddenly, one of Herzl's close friends, David Wolfson, stood up. And here is how he described the incident. Quote, "At the behest of our leader Herzl, I came to Basel to make preparations for the Zionist Congress. Among many other problems that occupied me then was, what flag would we hang in the Congress Hall? Then an idea struck me. We have a flag, and it is blue and white. The talit with which we wrap ourselves when we pray, that is our symbol. Let us take this talit from its bag and unroll it before the eyes of Israel and the eyes of all nations. So I ordered a blue and white flag with the shield of David painted upon it. That is how the national flag that flew over the Congress Hall came into being." Unquote. What kind of state would it be? Would it be a socialist state with 7 gold stars? Or would it be one whose flag bore the colors of the talit, white and blue? And the talit won. And the color of the flag became kachol v'lavan, but also in a sense, lavan and tchelet, white and blue. And as we know, tchelet represents royalty and nobility. As an example, when Mordechai is being led by Haman on horse, the Megillah tells us that he is wearing tchelet. In the ancient world, this is nobility and royalty. But as we know, the tcheles on our talis is much more than nobility and royalty. The Gemara in Menachos quoted Rav Meir that tcheles is like the sea, and the sea is like the sky. And the sky is like the Kisei HaKavod, God's throne of glory. So the tcheles reminds us of God. Now Rav Soloveitchik asked a very basic question. Why not say directly that the tcheles is similar to the color of God's holy throne? Why the tcheles is like the sea is like the sky, and the sky is like the Kisei HaKavod? Just go straight and say tcheles is like the Kisei HaKavod without these in-between stages. And Rav Soloveitchik answered that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is felt throughout the world. The tcheles doesn't just remind us of God, but it reminds us of God that we see in the sky, and God that we see in the sea. Hashamayim misaprim kvod kel. The heavens announce the glory of God. We sense God throughout the world. And all the miracles that seem natural that he performs in the world, from the sea to the sky to Medinat Yisrael. Had Herzl's proposal been adapted, then the symbol of the new state of Israel would tell a different story. A story that only looks forward, a new state, a new model for the Jew, the worker, the farmer, the socialist, out with the old passive European Jew and his or her archaic customs, and in with the new modern Jew discarding the past. And that is how many Zionists tell the story of the state of Israel. A startup nation, the only democracy in the Middle East, a country that shares American values. Now, don't get me wrong, that's a compelling story. But that's not really our story, because that's a story without God. And that cannot be the story that we tell our children and our grandchildren. Our story is the story of the current flag of Israel, the flag of the Talit, which represents the sacrifice of those who suffered to make sure that the flag is raised, and also the flag of nobility, of a noble and royal nation that doesn't only look forward, but looks at the sea and the sky and senses our past, our roots, and God. And when it senses our past, it senses a story that after 2,000 years of exile, our people have finally returned to our historic homeland to fulfill a national destiny and vision to be a light unto the nations. A story of our people not only returning to our homeland, but returning to ourselves, where we can apply the principles of tzedakah u'mishpat, righteousness and justice that God imparted to Avram Avinu, to a modern country that engages in a heroic struggle to balance being both a Jewish and democratic state. This is the celebration of Yom Ha'atzma'ut that is represented in our very holy blue and white flag.